Peabody Linfield YMCA has made a big splash on the North Shore. The new Y has a gymnasium, indoor and outdoor swimming pools, a fitness center, climbing wall, play space for toddlers, and programs for teens. Since opening in November, 6,000 members have already joined. Y Director Greg Griffin.
People walk into this building and they are just wowed by the careful planning of the facility, the pool, and the fitness center, and the gymnasium, and they're very impressed.
The 40,000 square foot building reflects the latest architectural designs for YMCAs.
I think a lot of people, when they think of a YMCA, think of a very plain building. This building had a lot of thought put into it and a lot of creativity as well, with its glass windows that go two-story and its curvature walls. And it's many Ys are going in that direction. It's not the old-fashioned YMCA. It's buildings that are appealing and functional and pleasing.
Griffin said the new style allows the Y to serve more people.
With new and modern facilities, we can expand that philosophy. Our philosophy is spirit, mind, and body, and we encompass all ages, from the very young to the very old. And with the additional facilities that this new YMCA offers, we can go in so many different directions to achieve those goals.
The new Y cost $7.5 million to build. It was funded by a mix of corporate donations, private grants, and contributions from individuals. So far, $6 million has been raised.
You need to have a collection of your local support, the community support, where you sell the bricks, you have the dances, you have the raffles, and then you have your foundation support, and then your corporate support. It all has to gel together. Every dollar helps build it.
The Y's biggest booster was Peabody's late mayor, Peter Terigian. After leaving office in 2001, Terigian led the fundraising drive. He met personally with corporate donors and even enlisted the help of Samantha Arsenault, an Olympic swimmer from Peabody who won a gold medal at the 2000 Olympics in Sydney. Terigian died in 2004 before the campaign was complete and the Y built.
If it wasn't for Peter, this never would have happened. Peter was the person that had the connection, that had the drive, and the experience of doing projects like this. There were a lot of naysayers that it couldn't be done. And Peter, of course, ignored that completely and knew it could be done.
To read more about the Peabody Linfield YMCA and the growth of other YMCAs north of Boston, read my story in the February 1st edition of Globe North. I'm Kathy McCabe.